is 12:50 where I'm at, so it is cake day for me. And so this is my special cake day audio. Ow, fuck. Okay, honestly, there's nothing different. Like, I'm really just gonna be rambling as per usual with music in the background. So I thought that maybe I would reflect. Jesus Christ, why is it so loud? Okay, so I thought I would reflect on my year on Pilota Audio. And you might be wondering, it's your cake day, you must have started this earlier. Like, no. Of course I started Reddit a little bit earlier. But I created this account to be kind of like my online self. Yeah, where like I comment and everything, you know, and my other account really is just for saving posts and sending memes. More like screenshotting things and sending those memes to and things, yeah. But I will say I am more active on this account because it's the alter ego account. So it has been a whole year. Firstly, I would like to apologize for not posting, and it's mainly because I don't know. It's not that I'm not recording, but I haven't really been recording much either. I have like 3 drafts. Yeah, I have 3 drafts saved right now, and I might give them a listen later to see whether I will. See whether I should post them or not. I don't think I will because they feel a bit unpolished from what I remember. So yeah. It's like, it's not that I don't want to record, it's more of like sometimes there really isn't anything to say. So, and I also do feel a little bit weird when I'm like acting. Because I'm a horrible actress. Going to art school, and for what? It became worse. All my confidence has seeped out. But today we're gonna do some reflecting and see what has changed, like from me right now and me last year when I was starting out. As of right now, I have a lot of things that I am working on. Like, I'm currently on my summer break, so I decided to pick up the piano again. Like, literally pick it up. I'm joking. I decided to start practicing the piano again. I started learning when I was 9, and then I think it was when I was 9. Now I'm trying to think, wait. Or maybe when I was like 11. I can't remember. Anyway, probably like a decade ago or like somewhere around there, I started learning. And because at that point in time, I was quite stressed about my results and my education, because you know Asian parents results always come first, you know. And so I felt really unmotivated to play the piano as well, because it felt like everything was like, okay, it's more of like there is the mentality that when you start something, like even if it's for the first time, you have to be good at it. And it stressed me a lot. It stressed me out a lot by the fact that like I couldn't play the piano well, which is perfectly fine, you know. It's normal to not get things the first time, but because like I would always get remarks from my parents saying they're like, "Oh, why do you play so badly?" Or I was just like, "Why do you keep playing the same thing over and over again? Like, it's you're not improving at all." And like I kept hearing those things, and that was like on, and you know, playing the piano was meant to be a hobby. I wasn't intending on taking exams or anything, so that already sucked. And then on the education side of things, I was already getting scolded for not doing well. So obviously with those two things combined, it means that my parents can bring up the argument of like, you can't do anything right, so you fucking suck. And I was just like, well, fuck me. And so I kind of like gave up on piano, and I think because of that, I grew to become scared of it, you know? Like, I just stopped practicing because I was so scared that, you know, someone would make a remark, and I get more discouraged, I start crying, and then I get scolded for crying. And so the only time I would actually practice is like the hour before my piano teacher came to. And like, because of that, like, my mom was just like, how about you just stop the lessons? And I was just like, okay, yes, please. And I was like, thank God I'm free. But no, that carried on because my parents would literally remind me that my mom wasted money on me to buy this fucking piano. And then, I don't know, like, at one point I just hated the piano. No, I looked at it and I was just like, I fucking hate this. I hate this stupid instrument. Like, why did I ask my parents to buy it? You know, it's caused nothing but like pain and regret. But now, rather in like the past year, I've kind of like dipped in and out of piano. Like, I would play when my parents weren't around, or like when no one, when I was sure that no one would be listening. And I don't know whether my parents have like have decided that, like, you know, maybe they shouldn't bug me anymore because I am an adult. So like, the other day I just told myself, you know what, fuck it. Like, while my mom was out and it was just me and my sister, I decided that, you know what, I'm just gonna like play the piano a little bit, like have a little fun time. And I really enjoyed myself playing it. Like, it was so painful. Like, my wrists were pain, probably because of, like, my posture wasn't right. But I kind of found like joy in playing the piano, and I was thinking, like, you know, it would be fun if like I could play and sing and, you know, perform. So that is currently my goal. And the next day and the day after that, I continued to practice, like, even though my parents were around to hear. I was telling myself that, you know what, like, why should I give a shit about what they think? And even though they're my parents, it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, everything that they tell me is the right thing or is a good thing, you know, or it's something that I can learn from. So, I kind of just like, I mean, they didn't make any remarks, so that really helped. And at first I was a bit nervous because I was just like, oh my god, I'm getting judged. And then halfway through I was just like, you know what, I am saying this for me and for me only. And so I just continued practicing, and I think I, like, this time I'll be able to properly learn new songs and, you know, have a ball of a time with the piano. So yeah, that is definitely an improvement. Since going to university overseas and being away from parents, though now I'm back in my home country because of COVID, but I do think I have grown more confident in myself since I went overseas. Like, of course it is stressful having to like manage like living your life without anyone actually taking care of you, and then you have to manage, like, you know, paying like your bills, your insurance fees, like managing homework and all that shit. But I kind of like proved to myself that I can do it, you know, I can be independent, which I'm really grateful for. I'm really happy about, because like, if there ever is a need to just like run, I can survive somehow. just a little bit survive. Yes. So yeah. Of course, I do think like since coming home, I have lost some of that confidence that I used to have, and I think part of it is also because I don't like it. I don't like being known, I guess. I don't know. It's a really weird thing. It's like I want to be known, but okay, how should I say? Like, okay, I chose to go to university overseas because I knew that no one would be going to the same university as me. And that would mean that if I were to go there and introduce myself as a completely different person, or like as someone whom I wanted to brand myself as, no one would be able to figure out who I was in my past. Whereas if someone I knew, whom I wasn't actually friends with, went to the same school as me, like they would be able to say, oh wow, she's like changed a lot. Do you know that last time she used to do this, 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 and this? And that like fucks me up a lot, because like it really kind of like changes like the way people perceive me. And I like to set who I am by myself as opposed to like someone else talking about me. So yeah, and there's that. And so when you're in like a really small country where, you know, it's very easy to bump into people that you know, like right now in my home country, I just feel like I feel very known, and not in a good way, because I'm like constantly reminded of the past. Whereas when I was overseas, like I could just look towards my future and, you know, shape the way I want it to be. No, I kind of have like more control as to what people say about me, because I know that I am the one who is setting this impression of myself as opposed to someone setting it for me. So yeah, unfortunately there isn't anything I can do about my confidence issues, but I bought a lot of makeup and I'm putting on a lot of makeup and doing my own self photo shoots and receiving validation from others, so I'm really happy about that. I don't think my confidence has grown. I think my narcissism has grown. I think my ego has been inflated, and so has my pride. So, last year me could never. As of right now, I am currently creating like a little, I'm currently doing a little project. I used to do a lot of magazine mock-ups, and this time I kind of want to make it really good so that I can print it out for myself. And, you know, if people are interested, I wouldn't mind, like, selling it as well. It's mainly about D6, obviously, because I am not artistic enough to create one from scratch. Maybe one day, you know, just not now. Yeah, so I was thinking that, you know, because printing is expensive, I figured I would just, like, charge people for, like, the printing costs. So, no profits, but it's totally fine. Like, I would just be... I don't know. Like, the thought of, like, printing out something that I made and selling it to people, like, even though I'm not receiving any profit, it's just like, oh my god, this is so exciting. I'm, like, selling something. So, yeah. What else has changed? I think my view on relationships have definitely changed. As of right now, I don't really want to be in a relationship, I feel. I mean, I feel like everyone who's single says that, and then deep down they really want to be inside. Like, I know there's part of me that wants to experience what it's like to kind of put, be in love with someone, but at the same time, I think that I still don't love myself enough to kind of like open up to people and, you know, properly trust them. Like, even amongst my group of friends, I know that there's still part of me that's holding back, even though I would say that they're my closest friends. Like, there are still a number of things that I'm like too scared to tell them because I'm not sure what their reactions will be. So there's that. It also doesn't help that guys on Tinder and Bumble are like straight up assholes. I had someone lie to me about their hobbies. Okay, well, maybe not. Well, I'm not really sure, but like what happened was that we were making small talk, so I just asked about like his hobbies, like, you know, what was he doing now, all that kind of stuff. And then, like, we hit it off like really well. And then, like, one of his questions was like, dude, we were talking about like, you know, our matches and everything. And he was just like, do your matches lie as much as I do? And I was just like, we weren't even talking about anything serious. So, if you're lying about that, like, honestly, I have no reason to trust you at all. So, I just blocked, just removed. I was just like, not gonna deal with that shit. Yeah, and the number of like misogynistic men in particular on Tinder and Bumble is astounding. So I'm just like, you know what? I may not love myself that much, but I wouldn't stoop that low. So yeah, why did this stop? Come on, continue. So yeah, I would really like to work on myself before getting into a relationship. And I mean, you know, if it happens, it happens. But I don't think that it will be happening anytime soon, simply because I know that I am a bit fussy and picky, which is not a good thing to have. So yeah, I'm just gonna like leave that to the side until, if it happens then it happens. So yeah, okay, this is definitely a step up. Last year I was like dying to have a boyfriend, and now I'm just like, you know what, maybe it's time to stop. Also because like I heard that Sung Jin got more handsome, so like honestly, could any man ever? Other things. Reflection. I think I've definitely become a lot more vocal in terms of like my opinions towards, you know, issues around global issues and, you know, societal issues, etc., etc. Both my parents were gonna vote for the Conservative Party this year, and I disagreed. I was just like, I would much rather vote for like the opposition parties, because firstly, like, the Conservative Party that they were voting for has been like in power for like 50 years. Like, they took like majority of the seats, okay? I'm just like, that don't sound fair. Like, that ain't fair at all. So I think kind of like being more firm as to where I stand in terms of like politics and like, you know, kind of slowly educating myself on all these matters. Like, of course, I know that I got majority of like this push to go and learn from professors, because I took an introduction in journalism and media literacy course, and it was very heavy on politics, because, you know, the media is always linked to politics, so I had to read up and everything. And, you know, reading up about like politics in Japan and the US and all over the world made me start wondering about like politics in my own country, so I started searching that up as well. And of course, I wouldn't consider myself like super woke or anything, because I can only be interested in politics to like some extent, okay? I'm not like a freak or like a fanatic when it comes to politics. Like, I still hate it. In fact, I hate it even more now that I know, you know. So I'm glad that, you know, I was given the push to go and search up these topics myself as well. and, you know, to finally figure out like where I stand amongst all these things. So that was something last year me never would have done. What else? Has anything else changed? I took a philosophy class. That was pretty fun. Would like to take again next semester. Hopefully the course is still around. I also realized that I'm really good at like bullshitting essays. Good to know that skill hasn't gone away. Me writing like a 700 word like mini essay. I mean, that's considered like a mini essay. I would consider it a mini essay. You know, like a 700 word mini essay in like an hour. And then when I had to give a presentation on like what my essay was about, I just read my essay. Don't know how I did, but you know, hopefully I did well. The teacher was impressed. She didn't have any questions, but then again, she really wasn't that great of a teacher in the first place, so. Yeah. I guess one thing I'm grateful for is that I have this platform to kind of like save my thoughts. And sometimes it's just like, I know that, you know, usually you can just record and then you like keep it to yourself and all that kind of thing. But like, it feels kind of good to like, you know, upload it firstly for validation. Secondly, it also feels like everything I was keeping inside has been released. You get what I mean? Like, whereas if you just keep it on like on your phone, then that's it. You know, it's just in your phone and no one can hear it, and it feels like I've like bottled it up. But now that I've like published it, it's kind of like a, it just feels kind of like a relief. Yeah, this is one noisy song. Okay, you know, I'll just stop it, never mind. Yeah, reflections. I don't think I have any more. Yeah, it's been a year. I'm on summer break now. I don't know what I'll be posting, you know. Maybe more studying ones, because I do have to self-study for Japanese. I don't think I did very well this semester for Japanese level 2, and he told me I can't retake level 2 unless I fail it, and I was just like, why? I would actually fail level 2, like, if you gave me the test now and took away my textbook. Like, I did not learn anything because online classes were shit. So yeah. Yeah, I guess that's it for now. One year has gone by really quickly. You know, it's now August and we are still in the middle of this stupid ass virus, and it only seems to be getting worse because people are opening up borders, and you know, there's a new wave of infected, which is obvious because there's no vaccine or cure. So everyone's just out here getting infected. Like, obviously numbers went down because everyone was inside, and then you open it up and then people start getting infected again. Like, crazy. Of course, you know, those who can stay at home should try to stay at home as much as possible. And, you know, those who have to go out, like, you know, remember to wash your hands frequently, maintain good hygiene, and yeah. Yeah, okay. I don't know, will you ever want to listen to like the audios that I recorded but not like actually talk about anything? Actually, you know what, okay, my next audio will basically be me doing a reading for myself again to look ahead as to what's going on in the next year, you know, so the next year on this day I will be able to see whether that came true and what has changed. So yeah, I think this would be a very nice diary to have. So yeah, Also, I don't intend on getting verified on Pillow Talk Audio simply because I don't think I'm worthy enough of being verified. Like, I don't post that much, and even when I do post, it's not even like Pillow Talk ish. Me getting verified for posting bad content and non related content. So, yeah. Yeah, I've tried recording myself playing The Sims multiple times, but I realized that I just focused on what I'm doing in The Sims instead of talking, so it's not very entertaining. Maybe I'll try to build my dream self in The Sims. Not myself, my dream self. I have some ideas for that, so maybe I'll do a recording of that one day. So, yeah. Okay, it's 25 minutes. I am gonna go to sleep because it's now 1 a.m. And okay. Bye bye. Thank you for 1 year.